Hey there. So I just want to close out this course with just a little bit about integration and my thoughts and how I've worked all of these principles into my life and what it looks like today. So first, I just want to thank you for going through the course. I hope what I've offered has been helpful, has been interesting, has made you rethink some things and see how you really can live in a way that centers core and womb connection, what that looks like, and just, brings you in deeper into a body that feels really good. And I talked a little bit earlier about my story of learning about the history of yoga many years ago and how I had to really just rethink everything. I mean, my practices were really deeply entwined with my identity, and I also may have mentioned how that made me take a break for a few years, and I had to understand really just what the point of practices were. And so it made me question a lot about other practices in my life that I did as well. And I just came to a few insights during that time and since then. So, overall, the practices that you do are not you, and they do not define you. They are tools that we can pick up and set aside, and what we don't need to do practices to live a life that is inspired and connected and, high vibe, etc. So I see this a lot with just, the ideals and goals of having something like morning routines and doing that for hours every day. And yes, those are really beautiful and feel really good and can be a really important part of your journey to deeper embodiment and, spiritual connection. But I think it's also important to separate yourself from those things and understand that your innate nature and how you live throughout the day is the spiritual practice. And oh my God, especially if you're a mother, I mean, there's just really not time for those intensive practices in the early years. And so I really feel that mothering in your deepest heart and love and, processing everything that comes up with grace and power, that is living from your womb wisdom, your power source, being connected to your body, and is definitely a spiritual practice and lifestyle. So I just want to say that, and that's really the spirit in which I've integrated all of this. I was doing more of a yoga and dance practice as well as a lot of meditation before I had my daughter, especially when I was pregnant. But really all of this way of moving has pretty much unconsciously integrated into my life and, just the way that I move every day. So again, it's really pretty unconscious at this point. So what that looks like is if I do, a certain movement like bending over or straightening out my knees, I'll think or just really intuitively feel like, oh, that hurts. That doesn't feel good. I'm stretching things that don't feel good to be stretched. So I'm just going to change my posture, and then I just do it without thinking. And it's those micro adjustments all throughout the day that just combine together and affect my overall health, and I don't have pain because of it. So that's what I mean by the truth that you don't need to do movement practices to get out of pain and feel really good in your body. So, yes, it can be important to do it first so that you can learn all the parts on a more subconscious, on a more conscious level. And then eventually, what it offers you is a weaving into your life as you just start to kind of retrain and repattern what you understand feels good in your body. So, just like, any yoga meditation class, how you carry that energy throughout your day, you learn from the classes and then you integrate it. So, again, I've used everything I've shared with you to move in ways that make me feel really good in my body. I had absolutely no pain or physical issues during pregnancy. Or actually, wait, that's not true. I had a little bit of pubic bone separation towards the end, which is something that's kind of actually hard to avoid and doesn't necessarily have to do with alignment. It's actually really common during pregnancy as the tissues that hold together your pelvic joints relax. But I utilized these principles to kind of move in such a way that it didn't get worse, and I supported my pelvis through a few different practices like belly wrapping and just, making sure I had a neutral pelvis, neutral spine, all of those things. So as soon as I gave birth, really, the issue pretty much felt resolved, and I don't feel like I have any pelvic instability now. So I just wanted to speak to all of this with this little audio snippet that you can and should take these principles into your life outside of this class. And if you feel confused at first, I suggest, doing the yoga class regularly, watching the natural movement demonstrations again, just kind of checking out how I'm moving, and even doing, if you would like, a one-on-one session with me, if you want to dive deeper into this, or you have specific questions, you want some feedback on what you're doing, and if it looks like it's aligned with natural movement. My intention with this course is to provide some tools so that eventually you just unconsciously make adjustments throughout your day to move in this way. And that as soon as like I mentioned, you get into a position that would cause you pain or discomfort over time, you just naturally adjust what you're doing. And that's how we live in a functional and healthy way. And I just want to convey that it can really be that simple. All right. So I'm going to close this out. Thank you, women, for listening. I appreciate you so much for journeying with me throughout this course. I'm excited to receive your feedback and how you're feeling in your body. And I'm just wishing you so much vibrancy and wellness within your body and your life. And thank you again.